Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Apex Theory, where we talk about everything Apex Legends, and today we have the SF Resulta interview. SF stands for Solo Fide Esports, which is the esports org that he is signed to. And yeah, let's get into Ask the Legends. We have one question today. 5-star review says, Solo Queue, what are the best legends to play when solo queuing in ranked? That's from Clutch Kebab, and I would recommend definitely Gibraltar, because he's the best legend when you're not in control of the fight, and so you can bubble and isolate the members, or the enemies, into ones, and then you can just quickly bubble fight them if you're good at it, and then finish him, get an armor swap, and just continue that, not the whole fight. But it's a good way to go into a 3v2 then, or if you're the only one there, even 1v2, because depending on what your skill level is, that's easier than 1v3. And escape ult's also good for solos to grief other teams and such. And I would definitely recommend Caustic as well. Those are the only two I'd recommend. Caustic, because if you ever die, your teammates die, you just want to go for placement then, if you're in gold or up, I would suggest, so you can at least get some RP. So then you'd want to be either ratting in a building or in a cave, and if you're ratting in a cave, you want to hide in a very dark corner and put, like, caustic traps all around you so people can't see you, or shoot you. And then, Caustic's the best legend when the fight is in your control. And again, you can also grief other teams with the Caustic ult. And yeah, that's the only question for today. I'm only here for the intro because Lucas is in Las Vegas on vacation, like we talked about a little bit in the last episode. So no tips and tricks or goals for the week. We had this week's episode. It basically has, several tips and tricks and goals for the week in itself. So yeah, we both had a lot of fun, and it's, yeah, just enjoy the episode, and next week's will be even better. See you guys later.
Hey guys, go right now check out the Courier Creative, and they are a media service and content brand specializing in producing, designing, distributing, and publishing, and creating content that sends a message. So go check them out right now and show them some love.
And here we are in the interview with Resulta. You guys have been waiting for this for a long time, and they have over $25,000 of earnings in the esports scene of tournaments and through all that. Welcome, Resulta.
What's going on, everybody?
And thank you for coming on the show. We know, like, you're really busy and all of that.
I'm glad to be here, man. I'm sorry to be, sorry I dodged so much, but yeah, we're here. What's up?
You're good. Lucas, go ahead and take the first question away.
Yeah, so, like, when it comes to, like, pubs, what's your favorite legend normally?
Your legend for pubs? Right now, I think it's definitely gotta be, like, Wraith of Horizon. Usually I try to pick, like, some shorter character. And then something that I can be aggro with, right? Because for pubs, for me personally, like, I usually don't play the friends. I kind of just go solo most of the time. And I kind of just, like, look for guns and look for heals and ammo, and I kind of just ape everybody, to be completely honest. Sometimes, like, I'll play with Gent, and, like, we'll do a few pubs. But most of the time, just for me, like, because I can handle those solo pubs, I just try to play, like, an aggro character. And right now, I think, I mean, Ray's hitbox is still kind of fat, but, she's still fun to play, and she's definitely still doable, so probably Wraith of Horizon for pubs.
Hey, that's what pubs are for.
Yeah.
And another question we had was, how do you prepare for ALGS and the other tournaments that you guys compete in?
How do I prepare for them? I guess there's, like, there's two sides. There's definitely like a mental prep, right? And then there's like the physical. So that's like actually playing. So like mentally, like if it's any type of ALGS, whether you're at the qual or if it's final, or if it's playoffs, basically I just try to wake up like 3 to 4 hours before, and I just blast some good music, something that I'm vibing to, something to make me like feel on top of myself or like a winner, I guess. Right, that's like the mental prep before. I top of the shower, blast that music, you know, start the day right, clean up. Can't be feeling greasy on the sticks. It's just not gonna happen. so that's like before. That's pretty much before every ALGS. Make sure I get like some type of light food in too. I don't want to be hungry. I either get a light like some fruit or something in, or like a smoothie, and then or I just won't eat because I don't want to be like all sluggish and drowsy. I don't want to get like too many carbs in me. So that's like the mental side before it, and then to like warm up before. I don't really like playing ranked. Like some teams do that. Some teams play ranked with their teammates before tournaments and whatnot. But I just like running solo pubs. That's what gets me the most warm. Hop in the range a little bit, you know. Start my stream up. Hop in the range. Get my fingers loose. That kind of gets my aim on track, and then I'll go play solo pubs, and that helps with just getting my eyes used to looking at the screen and how everything moves, like looting, movement, fighting other people that are actually moving instead of just like shooting at targets. Which is, I mean, I don't know. I guess I haven't really looked into like what other teams do, but I think Gent does the same thing. Well, sometimes Gent just wakes up like 20 minutes before. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. he's just so good. He literally doesn't even have to warm up. and then Designful, you usually like, I don't know. He usually 1v1s like some of the other controller boys in the firing range. And that's pretty much it, man. Like, all the other stuff that comes into play is just, like, from the hours and hours and hours on end that we have playing together. So honestly, we just make sure that we're warm, and then when we get in game, it's like we never stop playing, you know?
Yeah.
We just got that team chemistry down.
From what you said with not wanting to play ranked before ALGS and other tournaments, it kind of makes sense, though, because ranked, it feels a lot different and looks a lot different than scrims in tournaments do, because it's just a lot more aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, sometimes, you know, it might not go your way. Like, most of the time, you know, people just kind of play like idiots, so it's just like a horde of zombies, especially with this meta. So, like, if you hop on, like, let's say you want to play ranked for, like, 2 hours before this, like a big tournament, right, ALGS tournament. You hop on 2 hours before with your teammates and, like, the vibes just aren't there because like a bunch of dumb stuff is happening. It's just like for me and for us, I feel like it's like not the way you want to start out like your day or your gameplay before a tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to get frustrated or annoyed or any of that. You kind of just want to go in like fresh.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, Designville and gentrifying, and like, how'd you guys meet?
I'm gonna say I met him. So like, I was on PlayStation, right? Still had a full-time job. This is right when the game came out, and I played Bangalore because I just got off of like Call of Duty Blackout. Like, that was my game before Apex. And smoke grenades are a super big deal in Blackout, right? If you were like a sweaty nerd.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't like building or movement or anything. You kind of just had to play your environment. So I always had smoke grenades in Blackout. So play Apex, I'm like, all right, Bangalore is like, that's my girl, and smoke grenades are fire, double time's cool, whatever. And he was a bang main too, and I met him because I was playing pubs with my homie Sinclair, and crawling up a wall, and that was when the Mastiff was like a care package weapon, and he like shot me when he was like climbing up the wall for 200 and just one pumped me on purple armor. I thought I was like cheating somehow, even though we were on PlayStation. So I looked him up, and he was like top 10 with me on Bangalore kills, like in the first like 2 weeks or something like that. So, like, that's when I first, like, knew about Jen. I never played with him, never met him. That was, like, when I first saw his name. And then I met Designful at that moment in time, like, the first, like, six, like, I don't know, not even 6 months. First, like, 3-4 months of the game, he was on Xbox, right? And I met him because there's this Twitter page called Varsity Esports. And Designful was on the Xbox team, and I was on the PlayStation team. So, like, basically, we were playing tournaments. We were both doing well. They were on Xbox. We were on PS4. And so we just both represented that Twitter, like, page for, like, tournaments. So they would buy us into these tournaments. And if we won any money, we would just pay the the entry fee back, right? They wouldn't actually take anything. And then if we didn't win anything, like, they didn't charge us back. They just paid our entry. It is what it is. So that's how I met Designful. And then, through that, we kind of just became friends. He hopped on PlayStation 4 sometimes, and then eventually he just made the swap to PlayStation full-time once the League of Sweats tournament happened. Like, after that happened, he kind of just came over to PlayStation. He started running Ranked, and then they had the PS4 Pro League, and he was going to be mine and Sinclair's third, and me and Designful and Sinclair all drove down. We'll not ever do this again. We picked Designful up and we drove down to Atlantic City, which is a 19-hour drive there and 19 hours back for a PS4 Kill Race Lab. And nobody ended up winning money because the people that ran it scammed everybody. So that's where I met most of the controller boys. Like, we met Naughty was there, Slurp was there, Touche was there. Like, there's just a bunch of the PS4 boys, and that's when I really that's the first time I met Designful, and then after that we just stayed together. And then when we decided to make the switch to PC, at that moment in time, when right before we switched to PC, probably a month or two before, we had the PlayStation 4 Pro League, but I could only play once or twice, or maybe sometimes none, throughout the week during these matches, because I had a job. Because I quit a full-time job to stream, I wasn't making enough money, so then I had to go get another job. And because of that, I wasn't able to play them much, so Designful always had to find a third. And the person that he played with the most was Gent. And so they played well together, this and that. We switch over to PC. Sinclair can't afford the PC, so it's just me and Designful, and we need a third. And we're scrambling. We don't know who to get. We ask Gent. He's kind of being kind of weird. I think he sucks, this and that. just because I haven't played with him much, you know. I think he's a shitter. So we say, fine, let's do it. So we start scrimming together on PC, and we're just kind of we're rolling through scrims on PC, right? And then the rest is just history. We just stayed together, we sucked at first, and we kind of just had to figure some things out, and here we are. That's just kind of how, that's literally how it went. I met Designful first, and Jen snuck in.
That's funny that it all started through Facebook org.
Yeah, through a little Twitter org. It's exactly how. Yeah, that's how it all started.
It's a really cool story, man.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on the Legend comp meta for season 8?
Well, I think it's definitely different for ranked and then versus pro play, right?
Yeah.
For pro play, I think more teams are gonna start running Horizon. But I'm not really sure. Like I said, I'm not super romantic about it or anything. Being a pro player, I look at it as a job, and it's my job to play well, win tournaments, and just place top five as much as I can. So we'll play whatever we have to play, but I don't think it's too much different from, the last couple. I definitely think we're gonna see a lot of caustics. But I think more people are gonna start playing Horizon. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. Because, in ranked, you can run Octane, and it's totally fine. But yep. In tournaments, no one runs Octane. But yep. Speaking on that, what legends are you guys running for the next AOGS?
I'll for sure be staying on Gibby. I think we're going to keep Gent on Wraith, and Designful is undecided. I guess it kind of just depends. We're going to watch and see who quals. For the winter circuit, or for any of the circuits, once the first finals happens, the top 10 teams in that lobby stay, right?
Yeah.
So then the next quals is the next top teams, and they mush them together. So I'm not sure. He's either going to run Caustic or Bloodhound. I guess it depends on how many other people are going to be running Caustic.
Exactly, because we've talked about this in past episodes, when one team decides to run a Caustic, it forces other teams to run Caustics too.
Exactly, yeah. Caustic is the only counter to Caustic. So if there's too many other teams running Caustic, for end game scenarios, he's gonna have to run Caustic, even though I think he wants to run Bloodhound because Caustic isn't super fun. I guess we'll see, because he's got an MVP on both, and he's fried, absolutely fried on both legends. So I don't think it matters. It just kind of depends on what other teams are running. So we'll watch quals probably tonight and tomorrow. And we'll see who quals, and we'll see what they're running. and we'll kind of just make judgments off of that. I mean, if we have to switch mid-tournament, we can always do that too. He's got experience on both. So, yeah, it's going to be Caustic Bloodhound, or so it'll be Gibby Wraith, and then either Caustic or Bloodhound is the third.
Yeah, for sure. Gibby, he feels like more like the Wraith now, like that you need a Gibby on your team than Wraith really does anymore.
I'd say that's like 50-50, yeah. I mean, it's kind of, because like, if you, without having Wraith, let's say you run like Gibby and Horizon, right? You can use the Gibby bubble and the Horizon Q to rotate like late game, even when it's chaotic, to get into certain areas. It's just, there's a lot more room for error, because if you mess up your bubble or you mess up your Q, or if you get crypto ulted during that process, like a lot can go south, right? You can, instead of just taking a safe little port there, you could just die instantly on the spot without getting to that rotation spot. So I think it's a little bit more risky, but it can definitely be done.
Yeah, it just feels, I just said that mainly because Gibby is really good when you don't have control of the fight, but Wraith, yep, is really good when you do have control and when you're rotating to buildings that you know no one's at.
Mm-hmm. Well, a thing that I don't think a lot of Wraiths do, like having Gent on our team being the Wraith, like he's an absolute, like he's just a slayer, he's just a lord. So like you can count on him to make an opening play to get a crack or to get a knock, and then the face back, and then me and Designful can come clean up. And with Horizon, like he can do it, but like when he queues away to get away from the fight, like there's still a chance that he get knocked because he's up in the air. Whereas Wraith, you just can queue out. So I think, yeah, we'll probably have him on Wraith even with the bigger hitbox, but just because it's easier for the ports. We haven't been practicing like Gibby Horizon, and what else? I think he can get away with more on Wraith, even with the bigger hitbox for openings and fights.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Wraith's hitbox doesn't matter as much as people think, but it still matters a little bit.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It definitely matters. I just think at the top level of play, if you're a good Wraith, like you'll understand that you can't like shoulder peek that for that extra two bullets or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
For sure. And what is your favorite loadout to run in game?
It's changed. It's always been the R99 and the Wingman for the longest time, until probably about last season. So the entirety of the game, it was always Wingman R9, even though it wasn't the best. It was just the most fun for me to use. Not on Gibby, obviously, if I was like playing Wraith or anybody else. But right now, just with this current meta, and because most of the time I just played ranked, I think it's probably got to be the 301 in a Mastiff. Like, doesn't matter the legend, whether I'm on Gibby, whether I'm on Wraith, you know, Bloodhound, whatever, Horizon. I think 301 Mastiff is my favorite right now. It's just the most consistent. You can really pump out some heavy damage, and you can clutch with it too.
Yeah, with Mastiff, you always need a Mastiff if you're on Gibby for those bubble fights, and it's just a great gun in general. And then Arthron's great for hit firing and long range.
Yep. So yeah, because I mean, they nerfed the R99 to the dirt. R99 kind of sucks right now. Yeah, it's still fun to use, and it's still very satisfying to one clip somebody, but it's much harder. It's like the Volt is just way better, and the 301's got way more range, and the hit fire is not that bad.
Exactly. And if there was one thing that you could add or change to Apex Legends, whether that be for, like, more fun in pubs or for better meta in, like, tournaments, what would that be?
I'm going to say two things. One would be customs, custom lobbies for everybody, and the option to, like, edit stuff, like, in-game. Kind of like I guess I never really played Fortnite, but I guess it would be, like, customs in Fortnite or like Halo 3 Forge or something like that, where you could like alter game modes and like alter the map and this and that, because it would bring the fun aspect back to Apex, right? Because like your imagination is like the limit, so you could make your community, like let's say they did that, Apex would have their community, like they'd build all these new maps, they'd build all these different new game modes, like the community would literally build out the infrastructure for you, and you could highlight whatever, you know, whatever's getting buzz or whatever's fun. You could have like 5v5s, you could have like a zombie mode, kind of like how you had in Halo. You could have like a Michael Myers, like it's literally unlimited. And I think that would be awesome for the game if they added that. The other thing would be, I don't know if it's like a group chat with like top pro teams or players or something where we can communicate with devs on our opinions of like the state of the game, whether they want to make changes or not, but like one centralized place where we could give ideas of, hey, this is really awesome, or hey, this really sucks, like, and everything in between. I think that would be the two things. If I could add anything, that would be it. But first, customs for sure, because that would be amazing.
Exactly.
For sure.
Because like a lot of pros have talked about this in the past. It's like kind of along the lines of this, but they would want there to be like skins and like a way for everyone who's signed to their org to have like a tag or something that is specifically just for the people who are actually signed, because you see tons of fake people out there that say, oh, I'm on TSM or I'm with Complexity. And
if they had in-game skins or like a charm or something, that'd be super awesome.
Yeah, that.
I heard rumors of something like that coming to the game, like in the future. But I don't even know if I'm allowed to speak on it. But I also don't even know if it's gonna happen. But if they had some in-game skins for Legends for pro players for orgs, I think that would be so cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be really awesome. And so, how did you get signed to Solo Fide?
So we came over from PlayStation from the story that I told you before, right?
Yeah.
And we're the best on PlayStation, so we're expecting to get signed instantly. COVID happens, obviously we don't get signed instantly, and we're like, you know what? All right, we have our streams, like we just have to, you know, be free agents and just dominate. And so we just kept trucking along without any offers, and then Designful got in touch with Oddity, or somebody from SF, and he got in touch with Oddity, and we all hopped in a call with him, and we were just playing super well. I mean, we were ranked number 4 NA for total ALGS points. We have a little bit of earnings. Like, we're definitely the most consistent controller squad out there, and probably one of the most consistent teams, like, overall.
No
and
doubt.
They came to us with an offer, and they said, hey, do you want to play underneath the name SF? For 2 months, and then, you know, at the end of the 2 months, you can either re-sign with us or don't re-sign with us. Like, it was just a trial period of, you know, if they liked us, we liked them, we matched together, if we performed well too, that was definitely one of the things. So we did a 2-month trial period, and so we just got the offer from playing and playing well.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys obviously got re-signed, and I don't know if you're allowed to say, but how long did you guys get signed for after getting re-signed from the trial?
So we did a 2-month trial, and then after that, when we re-signed, it was a 1-year contract, locked in for a year, minimum.
Oh, okay, and then, yeah, that makes sense. But what is next for you guys as a pro player, or just you in particular?
I mean, do you mean in Apex or just, like, kind of in general?
Yeah, just in general and both Apex in general, like, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, like, I've always been a super big gamer. Like, I play video games, like, all my life, right? But this is, like, the first time I ever tried to go pro in a game, and it's probably the only game, like, right now that I could go pro in just because of how Apex works. Like, it's free-for-all. Like, anybody can do it. Like, we proved it. Like, you don't have to be signed to an org. Like, if you're good enough and you play it right, like, you can play in these big tournaments, right? On the big stage, and you can, if you play well, like, you can win some money. So, like, this is my first time kind of going through this. I'm just trying to do my best, I guess. So I think I'm just trying to, I mean, I can't think too far ahead in the future. I kind of just have to work with, like, what the game is putting out in front of me, right? So whatever I got to do to just stay on top of my game, man. Like, whatever legend I have to run, whatever I have to practice, I got to grind rank, I got to stay fresh in the game. So I'm kind of just pretty much just keep trucking along on Apex, try to stay as good as I can, try to keep winning tournaments, and kind of just expand from there, I guess. Expand my name, expand the socials, expand, like, any type of sponsorship deals, make a name for, like, my team, myself, and SF for sure. That's pretty much it, man. That's all I got. I got nothing too crazy in mind. just win cool. As much as possible and just grind and just get all my numbers up. That's personally, that's what I want to do in the next however, you know, 6 to 2 years, 6 months, or not 6 years, 6 months to 2 years, something like that.
That's
all I really got planned.
You guys certainly are on the right track with that after winning ALGS Autumn Circuit, or Winter Circuit, number one.
Yes, sir. That was only our second ALGS dub. I mean, we placed top five a lot. We're very consistent, but that's only our second dub. So we got a lot more to do.
Yeah, for sure.
We still got to get a win at a LAN. We still got to win playoffs. Like, we got to keep going.
Yep. And so something that, like, I really get confused about is, for going competitive on controller, what sensitivity would you, like, recommend?
Totally personal preference. I know it's a super generic and dumb answer, but it's true. You gotta, like, okay, so there's an in-between, right? So you can't play on a super low sense if you are trying to go pro, or you're trying to compete in at the high level in ALGS and make it to the late rounds. You can't play on a super low sense, and you can't play on a super high sense. So, because if you play in a super low sense, like, it might work and in your favor during some fights, but there's a lot of team fights that are going to be bubble fights indoors, and you're going to have like a decent turn speed. Otherwise, like, you can maybe fry somebody, but like, if you're getting shot from the right or left or behind you, like, if you play on a 3-3 or 3-2 sense, it's going to be very hard for you to, like, make a turn and, like, stay alive for your teammates. Even though, like, you will have a little bit more aim assist and, you know, you might hit more shots, this and that, but your clutch ability is going to be definitely going to be lowered when it comes to, like, if you have to flick on somebody or if you have to make, like, a clutch play or something. It's just harder to do it because you just can't turn as fast. And then, so, if you play in too high of a sense, there's, like, you know, you're going to get less aim assist and you're just going to choke some shots. Unless you're an absolute lord. But, like, the sweet spot, like, I don't know any, like, big pro, like, controller player that's really, really good that has a name for himself that, like, plays above, like, 5 ADS. Like, Gent runs 6-5, so 6, like, just normal turn speed and then 5 ADS. Because I think once you go above that, it's just a little bit too chaotic. Like, you just got this little thumbstick with not enough aim assist, and you got these MNK lords just strafe on you. It's just kind of hard to keep up. So I think there's a middle ground between, like, 4 and 5, like, somewhere around 4 or 5, like, ADS speed, somewhere in there. I think it depends on what legend you play. I think that matters a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And then if you want to do ALC, I mean, I've never worked with ALC, but, like, your sensitivity should be somewhere around, like, the same speed as, like, between, like, 4 and 5.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
You're right.
And on Classic. Classic. If you play on Steady, you gotta bump it up higher than that, but most people play Classic.
Yeah, for sure. Lucas, you were right. You were the one telling me to hike up my sensitivity when I was on number 2.
That's too low, man. Oh, my. Oh, yeah. 2 is way too low.
Yeah, exactly. But how does it affect you and your team when you guys win, since this is only your second ALGS dub, like you just said, but how does it affect your team with not having to worry about qualifying for the next one?
It's good and bad, man. I'm not gonna lie, it's 50-50. And I try to look at, like, the good and the bad for any type of, like, situation that I'm in, or I guess the team is in. So it's 50-50. I mean, it's a good thing you don't have to worry about, because, like, you don't have to worry about having some bad string of games or a bad round and, like, not making it to finals. Like, you're just automatically in there, which is a super big deal. So you're automatically there. You can automatically make money if you play well in the finals. And you can automatically get ALGS points, which will help you get into playoffs. Now, for us, since we won the last one, like, we're auto-qualified for playoffs, so we don't really worry about that either. Definitely gives you some type of peace of mind. The bad side to it is, like, you don't play with your team at a high level the couple days before. So you don't get that, like, that weekend prep before the finals, you know what I mean? Like, you have to either play ranked or do whatever you got to do. You go in a little bit cold. Because, like, once you get into a finals lobby, like, the game is not the same anymore. Like, it's very, very different. Like, it's just, like, the whole atmosphere is different. It feels like there's just so much on the line. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I know for some people, like, not us, but, like, you can tell, like, some teams get nervous. Some teams, you know, they freak out, they black out, they're not thinking straight. They're, like, they're too scared to make a play, right? In fear of, like, failing and not pulling it off and, like, either dying or this and that, and woohoo. So, I mean, I'm not really sure. I guess I can just have to end the thought there.
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, I definitely really get nervous and, like, two squad left, high, like, ranked games, like, in higher ranks, like, that, I just get really scared.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get that too, and sometimes I still do, but I usually don't, just because not only have I played Fortnite a ton, I've played Call of Duty a ton, I've played this game way too much. you kind of just get used to the pressure, and some people fold. Some teams definitely like fold under pressure, like in those moments.
Yeah, well, for sure. And
yeah, but our higher ranks are platinum.
True, that is true. So like, what difficulties have you and your team gone through with like being on controller? Like, what are the pros and cons to being a controller player?
Pros and cons. So, well,
using school language.
Shout out Amosis first and foremost. Gotta give it a shout out to that.
Yes, sir.
So I mean, I guess there's like, okay, so there's, I think there's two parts to it, right? I think there's an in-game, you know, yin yang, and an out of game community standpoint, right? So in-game, there's like ups and downs, and out of game, there's ups and downs. So like in-game, like, you're just going to be more consistent, right? You're going to put out more, like, your shots are going to be, like, because you have that assist. Like, you're definitely going to be more consistent when you play the game enough versus, like, MNK players. Just because, yeah, you have the aim assist, you're going to hit more shots. This and that. Community is probably another one. Just because, like, the PC community is so small compared to, like, the amount of people that play the game, because most of them are on console. So I think, you'll have, you know, it's easier to come across, you know, friends that have played on console that are such a PC or are still on console, so that you can play with, whether you want to play ranked or not, or just pubs or ALGS or whatever. So I definitely think there's a community thing to it. And then you got your downsides for, like, movement, you know, moving while looting, not being able to reload behind your knock teammates, I don't know what else. Just, it's just little things like that. But you trade it off for the pros of having the aim assist.
For sure.
Part of that.
That's in game. No, go ahead.
I mean, you guys are a favorite team because you guys play in controller, and you're like one of the only teams that has been able to perform really well on PC and controller for Apex.
Yeah, and so like the other side of it is what I was gonna say is like the community standpoint, like outside of like when you're not playing, right? So like there's definitely what I've realized over the past like 5-6 months is like it's kind of clicky, man. It's kind of like high school. It's a little clicky. You gotta like pick your groups, and like it's like you're either with the controller boys or you're kind of against them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
same thing for MNK. Like you're with the MNKs or like you're against them. So there's definitely that piece to it. I mean, some people hate us because we play controller, right? Some people are neutral and don't care, and some people like absolutely love us. But I definitely think when you do it, yeah, you're just like picking a side, you're just like kind of making a standpoint for yourself, and like this is what I represent, and this is what I stand for, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, man.
Yeah.
Jameson.
And like one thing we were wondering though is like, why did you guys stay on controller instead of switching to PC like most people do that playing console?
Because I mean, I just stayed because I was the most comfortable on controller. Like I played video games my entire life, and the only game I played MNK was old school RuneScape, right? So like, which was not a first person shooter. Like I know how to play MNK. I taught myself how to play MNK like when Fortnite came out on my PlayStation. I spent like 6 months like playing MNK like just because I thought it was more fun. And, like, if I didn't play comp for Apex Legends, I would definitely play this game on a mouse and keyboard just because it's more fun. But, honestly, it's just, like, I played games my whole life on controller, and then not only that, I played this game for an entire year on a controller, right? And so when ALGs comes out a year after the game's release, like, if I'm going to play at the absolute highest level against the best of the best, like, I'm going to play with what's the most comfortable to me. Like, I don't have time to... I don't have the 6 to 12 months to practice on MNK to be the best that I can be, right? Like, I'm just gonna be way more consistent and better on controller just because I played the game on controller for a year already. And I think Gent and Designful are probably on the same boat. It might be different. I think Designful sucks MK, but... okay, I lied. I've never actually seen him play. Gent's got a little gunny. But I think it's probably the same story for them. Like, we played the game, this specific game that we decided to do a pro in, for a year on controller, like, there would just be no reason for us to switch.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, you can't waste time practicing on mouse and keyboard when scrims and tournaments are happening right now.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. And this is more of a relaxed, chill question. What is your favorite Apex music?
My favorite Apex music? Not gonna lie to you, I have all that stuff muted. I have it all muted, man. I don't like listen to the music like at all. If I had to pick one, it would probably be like the original like music, like when the game first came out, like the original, like when you're flying in, like that.
Yeah.
Just because it's just iconic. It's nostalgic. And then that or because when I was still on PlayStation, when the first Christmas event came out, whatever music they had for that time.
We only ask that because we always hear you vibing to a bunch of music during your streams.
Oh, are you talking about just, like, music like in general, or are you talking about, like, the music that's on Apex?
Well, we were talking about Apex music, but here, give it a go. Okay. What's your favorite regular song, like, any music?
I mean, honestly, I'm big on conscious rap, but I also, like, I live in the Midwest, so, like, growing up, when, like, I got into high school, that's when, like, Chicago drill music, like, really blew up. So, I mean, mostly just, like, rap and hip-hop. And then, but what I've been listening to the most lately is probably, like, some, like, East Coast drill music.
Yeah, for sure. That's great music, too.
I'll be bumping. I got the playlist in chat. Some of the stuff I listen to is definitely, like, a little bit aggressive, but it's, you know, that's what I like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's no problem with that. And how did you guys come up with the name Team Aim Assist?
Honestly, it was kind of a troll. Like, we didn't really have a team name, like, when we switched over. I don't even remember what our team name was, like, on PlayStation. I don't even remember. I have no clue. And when we switched over, like, obviously, you know, there's a big thing, like, you guys are PS4 idiot moron shitters. Like, you guys don't know how to play the game. Mostly from kids who sucked up. Like, they've been playing on PCs, like, since the jump, and they were just kind of mad or jealous because, like, some PlayStation kids came over and started stomping them. So we're like, you know what? You all want to talk about Aim Assist so much? Like, we just, I don't know, Designful just, like, put that as our name, and we just kind of ran with it.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, it worked out because, like, we put that name, and then, like, because I feel like we represent, like, the controller gang, like, for consoles, like, anyone that plays a controller, just because, like, we're the best controller team.
Right? Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I'm happy they did it.
Yeah, it was
we
cool.
Just kind of rolled with it.
And last question before we let you go is, how do you guys balance your playstyle in Apex? Because, like, you always see those teams who land, scan beacon, and then rotate to a building and hope circle ends on them. In LGS.
Yeah.
And then you see those teams that play overly aggressive and then it gets them killed. But then you see you guys where you guys don't play overly aggressive and it doesn't get you killed, but you don't rotate early and you still play aggressive to where it gets you plenty of KP and you don't play over aggressive. So then you guys come out with the win or good placement.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so there's, like, definitely a balance to it. So there's, like, two styles of play, right? You either play zone or you play edge. When you play zone, you have a recon character, so you can see where the next circle is going to be, whether that be Crypto or Pathfinder or Bloodhound, right? And you rotate early, you don't loot everything in your area, you kind of just get bare minimum, you find circle, and then you play for the best spot. And that's kind of how, like, that was, like, the best way to play when the game first came out, when it was Watson, Pathfinder, and Wraith. But, like, as new legends got introduced, like, being, like, viable in comp, like, especially Gibby, like, more teams, like, started to play Edge, right? And there's definitely a balance between the two. So, like, if you play Circle, like, you're gonna, like it's 50-50. If you play circle, you're gonna give up loot, and like your legends aren't gonna stack well against like people that are running edge. So if you get caught by an edge team, you know, in a fair 3v3, or just when your team's at a disadvantage, like you're just gonna get steamrolled, right? And then if you're an edge team and if you play overly aggressive, like you're gonna get yourself killed from a third party. You're gonna get yourself killed by like rotating in way too late because all the edge team or all the recon teams are just like already in positions, and then you're gonna get caught rotating in somewhere when getting shot by like three or four different teams. But for us personally, like honestly, it just really depends on the game. We just take it one game at a time. Like sometimes we get into a game and we see first circle, like sometimes we have to go play for a spot. Like sometimes there's just a god spot like that we have to take, right? And so you give up loot, and like then we become a zone team. And there's sometimes where the circle goes across the map or it's in a really shitty spot and we have to play edge. And it kind of just depends where the circle is, and we kind of just adapt to, you know, whatever it is during that specific game.
That's really interesting, man.
Yeah. And anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show again. Go check out all of Resulta's socials. They will be in the description. See you guys later. Peace.